Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
NappyAfro.com.
Do folks, episode 53 of the Frocast is on the dial. I'm your man Sawright, aka Mr. Classic, sitting in with the usual suspects. Say what's up to King Germ, people.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy King Germ. I'm here, man. I'm here.
That's all you got.
Yeah, man, I couldn't think of nothing real witty for the people this week, man. So I just decided to keep it, you know, simple, you know.
And then
straight
simple.
And white status.
No more Tom Brown Packer updates.
Man, nah, man. I am thinking about getting my boy signed up in some 7-on-7 flag football, just doing the off season, just for agility purposes, just for agility people. And you know, so that's about it. All
right. Nope. And then aside of that, we got the homie GQ. What's up?
Oh no, I'll just go ahead and let you finish the intro, then I go back. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. We got the homie GQ Blue sitting there. Say what's up, Blue.
What's going on, y'all? It's GQ Blue, aka the Pocket Square Kane. A.K.A. Young Hewitt P. What's up, y'all?
This nigga, Young Hewitt P?
Hey.
All right. Young-
All right. Hey, like, I mean, what you want? Like,
yeah, he said it like, yeah, nigga, that's what I said. Like, all right, well, my bad. What was you about to say, Jer?
Oh, yeah, about to say that I just want to let everybody in the Fro Nation know and that today is probably going to be my last day with my wife. I think I'm going to leave her for Rocio Santana. shouts out to Rocio. I see you, an actor, writer, model, everything, host. Hopefully, you know, you can bring all those talents to South Beach where I'm at, and we can make, you know, a dynasty like Miami Heat. Maybe make 1, 2, not 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
If y'all don't know who we're talking about, that is our certified banker for the week. Go back to Tuesday and check it out. Be easy. Finally pulled himself out of the muck and the mire with the last 3 or 4 posts he made. And I don't even check the column like that. And that shit is whack.
Yes, man. I know he was on some kind of Latin binge or whatever. I don't know what was going on with Be Easy, but he been coming up with some little, you know, I know, like, he going to come back and say, well, hey, guys, if you think you can do better, send me some more.
Right, and I'm already saying I can't do better. But
So it's technically we can't complain about the Certified Bangers because, you know, I've been campaigning for a big girl for the longest, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, not that, you know what I'm saying? But he just, you know, well, send me some pictures. I'm like, easy. As many, I don't have time to look at sluts like you do. You know what I'm saying? Sluts, just pick out some of the, you know, I mean, I mean, props to go out of this week. She's now at the top of the list. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all y'all other hoes better step y'all fucking dick up, like Nikki said, and catch
top
up with
this.
Me.
Over Bria Miles?
Bria Miles been, what? Bria Miles dropped, man. Bria Miles was like Michigan Wolverines this season. She was ranked high, but after you know Bria Miles, that little punchable face boyfriend she got dropped her so far down. Oh man, Bria's not she's not. I don't even talk about her no more, man.
Wait,
sorry.
You gonna take over Malia Michael too?
Oh, Malia Michelle, get it right. She's number two. She's number two. You know what I'm saying? She just not Rosia knocked her down. We're gonna see if she got the standing power to you know to keep Malia down because Malia is steady. She like a consistent number one. Like, she's always at the top. So, you're not going to fuck around with her. So, you got to step your dick up. Come Malia. Like I said, Malia might come out with some shit next week. And, you know, then she back to number one. So, you know, that's just for right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, right now in the BCS standings, you know, it's the black chick standings. It's Rocio Santana. And number two is Malia.
What about that chick, what's her name, LaStara from New Orleans? Australian star with the glasses.
Like a gremlin. Sorry. Not even on the list. Unthinkable. No. Mm-mm. If she just put videos of her ass and don't show her face, she might be winning. she's fucking it up, man. Sorry.
God damn. That's a hell of a way to start off a show.
Man. Anything important happened in the world, I mean, lately? Since last show?
There was kind of an election, you know, so people voted on some shit. and decided the Muslim was better than the Mormon.
No, I thought you were talking about the vote of Colorado where they legalized weed.
Oh, yeah, that too. That happened on the same night.
Oh, okay. That's the only one.
Let's just put the motherfuckers in perspective.
Okay.
Our president is still black. Yep. Obama wins by like 100 electoral votes. That's electoral. That's not electrical, as I saw on Twitter. go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said landslide. That's all. I'm just throwing ad libs in while you talking like them gangsters be doing on them YouTube videos.
Oh, no, it cuts off when you saying that shit. I guess somebody got some headphones in or something. So when y'all talking, it cuts out.
Okay, sorry.
But no, you good. So that's basically it. It was a lot closer because, you know, the East Coast closes early. They close before everybody else. You know, they're a few hours ahead. So it looked pretty bad at the beginning. This shit looked like it was like watching fantasy football last night. And Obama had all the late games. So early, Mitt Romney made it look rough. I mean, that motherfucker was up. But then once California came in, it was a fucking wrap. California's like 55 votes, I think. So once he got California, got Oregon, it was pretty much over. And, you know, Mitt Romney was crying, talking about he didn't write a concession speech because he only wrote a winner speech. And Ohio don't count. But then in the middle of Ohio not counting, Obama quietly got every other state, so it didn't really matter. So it's a done deal. We've got Obama for another four. Unfortunately, we have the exact same rest of the government that we had before. So the Senate is the same. I think Senate's still Republican, House still Democrat.
No. I think didn't the Dems win the Senate?
It might be the other way around. I think it's Republican and Democrat. GQ, you're the political analyst of this show. Who won?
Yeah.
Democrats picked up 2 seats in the Senate, so now it's 56-49 Democrat, but it still might not. I got to check it. I don't think they have enough to block a filibuster if the Republicans try a filibuster, but the Republicans still have a strong majority in the House. So.
Right. So it's the same situation that we had where Obama's going to try and do one thing and the other party's not going to, they're going to say, fuck it. It's pretty much where it is. The thing I thought that was pretty interesting, and folks, this is a hip hop and comedy show. We're not going to act like we know everything. We're just giving our take on some shit. So calm down, because I know you motherfuckers like, ugh, these niggas talking politics. But the thing that I noticed the most was that a lot of the counties across the map were red. So
yeah.
I feel like, you know, these motherfuckers, this is how I feel about it. I think that this next 4 years, they need to actually make some shit happen and stop bickering. Or the next election, we're going to see independent actually get a shot. I mean, that's my take.
Part of it is some of those places is always going to be Republican.
Of course.
But the thing is, though, with the way the electoral politics works, it don't matter because nobody's in fucking Montana. Like, a lot of these places look red, but nobody's there. Like, there's only like 100,000 people in Wyoming. So, like, there might be a lot of red, but it don't matter because nobody's there. It might be like 20,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the same for Texas. For Texas, we have, I guess you could call it four big cities. San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and Austin. But Dallas, Houston, and Austin are all blue cities. The rest of the entire state is red. But the difference is that when you start trying to push laws around, even though those are just the counties and it's going to be what it is, you still have to make the laws for the motherfuckers that live there. And it looks like we're pretty evenly split as far as on the issues. And if these motherfuckers don't start making laws according to the issues, the people are going to say, fuck the government. This shit's not working. And I think that this is the perfect situation for it. Between races and between genders and religions, we got the perfect melting pot for, as one of the motherfucking pundits called it, for a civil war. But I ain't putting that shit on the table. You know what I'm saying? Don't go throwing trash cans through the windows. I just think we just need to watch how shit shakes out and how these votes go. And speaking of that, Germ's interesting point that he want to make from this whole election shit is that Colorado is selling weed.
Yes. No, it's legal. It's not even, they've been selling it, but now right. It's like, it's legal.
It's
like,
legal,
you
like
walk
they sell
around.
T-shirts and shit out there.
But no. It's like, I can get weed and I can just walk around and it's legal. Like, you can't, I can have a pound of weed. I could be rolling a blunt and I could be riding in my car and I could be just driving and I can say, hey, how you doing, officer?
Let's slow down a little bit. I
can't do all that now.
A pound. You can't do a pound.
Why can't I?
They got limits. On how much you can have for person.
It has to be in your house.
Yeah, it has to be in your house and shit.
So explain this to me before I start.
Yeah, before you fuck around and go to jail.
Looking for jobs in Colorado. Yeah, I'm about to be out there with Peabody. Be like, yo, shit. I'm about to be on the couch. Be like, I'll be that dude on the couch. Like, yo, I'm here. Like, what's
Shout
up?
Shout out to Peabody, man. That's the greatest rapper alive. The deal in Colorado is that now you can – there's a limit on how much you can personally grow and personally use. There's an amount that people can personally dispense, and it's regulated. So there'll be taxes and all that shit on how it's done.
So you're going to have dispensaries pop up now,
yep.
Basically.
It's not just
it's not medicinal purposes. Like,
California,
yeah.
Yeah, they have regular ass. You could probably they'll probably have it so you can go in and buy cigarettes and you can buy weed. They'll be next to each other.
So can let me ask you a question. So now employers in Colorado, since it's now, do you have to take the drug testing off the table or can you still do that?
You can still require motherfuckers to not be smoking weed, they work here.
But it's not illegal. It's like, you
it's not
know
a
what
problem.
Saying?
I mean, you can drink, but you can't be an alcoholic in workplaces.
But this weed is going to be in my system. Even though I stopped smoking 3 weeks ago before I got this job, this weed is still in my system. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I ain't saying I'm going to come to work high, fresh off a blunt, but I mean, if it's in my system, it's, you know, I wonder, can you, you know, is that off the table now? But this is...
I mean, it's just like, if I say I don't... You know, I see you got a tattoo on your hand. Like, no, we don't want that in my company. So, it's not legal that you have a tattoo, but at my company, you can't have tattoos. So, same thing with weed. Like, if I don't want you smoking, you can't smoke.
That's you can't be an alcoholic and work in certain places, but alcohol is legal. No, you can't. And you can't
be an alcoholic to work.
I'm talking about, now I'm not talking about no functional alcoholic. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that's out there.
Oh, you're talking about wino.
Yeah, you like, can't be no
wino. People that I put on my YouTube page, them kind of people. Oh, I got a new video, boy. He was outside the other day. No, it's a new one. I just recorded. I ain't even uploaded yet. He was outside. He was drunk as fuck. He was arguing with some little high school girls. And he was telling them, he was like, he called one of them a little ugly cracker bitch. And, you know, but she was black, but she was just light-skinned. And he was just like, girl, I ain't worried about none of y'all. I got big faces. He pulled out about $1,000. He said, you see them big heads, bitch? You see them big heads?
Please update this. Is this the same old man that was out there before?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Lamont. Man, that's my nigga, man. I'm going to take him to YouTube. He's going to be famous one day. I just need to get him to, you know, but he stayed drunk, though. But yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. So positive talking with some of this weed stuff. But yeah, man, so hopefully, man, next 3 years, man, it'll be legal everywhere, man, because this is bullshit. If somebody gets arrested every 42 seconds for weed, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will be arrested by the time we get through doing this procast.
probably for listening to the procast and smoking weed and driving us some shit. The federal law still hasn't changed, so that'll have to change, too. And what else? Oh, yeah. Gays, you can go to Maryland to get married.
And Maine.
Yeah.
So not only can you get a nice crab cake.
Like three people in Maine and who cares?
Lobster rolls and lesbians.
Yeah, so, you know, if you want to get your ocean on, you can go right over. Shit, you can go to the ocean and get your ocean on. It's right there for you.
Bang her, Maine. Good man.
This nigga Germ is stupid, man. God damn. But yeah, that was the big shit. I don't know. We also had, there's an openly lesbian Republican
senator or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was something else I forgot. I forgot what it was, too. I think it was a disabled senator or some shit, too.
I just want to, you know, I know y'all upset. You know, y'all girl Linda McMahon didn't win again.
God damn, so, she spent $100 million this time around?
Yes.
Shit.
What? You fucking off with Vince money, man. Vince, like, looking at her like, man, I thought, when are we going to recoup this money? Like, God, leave.
Come on, player. $100 million.
Hopefully wrestling is better now.
Maybe.
Hopefully we can get rid of this whole PG era bullshit and we can go back to niggas drinking and shit and beating people up.
Hey, you know Germ on here. We have to say that shit for the next Fro Horseman. You know Germ ain't a wrestling fan.
I'm not a today wrestling fan. Old school, yes, man. But when after the Rock and Stone Cold feud went down, that's when I stopped watching wrestling, man. So any show that y'all got up to the Rock and Stone Cold feud when they were going back and forth before Stone Cold stopped wrestling, then yes, I will be on that show. After that, I don't know nothing, man. It'd be a waste.
This nigga. But yeah, that's the big news. We have to open the show with that. That's the big news.
Yeah.
Everybody that voted, I guess you should kind of feel like your vote counts in some
kind. Not in my state, it didn't. Because we was red as fuck.
Yeah, but you still like the population.
I mean, but he won my county. He won my county. I can't say that. Obama won like three counties in Georgia. He won four counties. Fulton County, DeKalb County, Clark County, and Chatham County.
I mean, there it is. I mean, overall, your vote counted some kind of way. There was no bullshit going on like the last time with the electorates going the opposite way. Like, mm-hmm. All the people saying go red and the motherfuckers went blue and opposite shit like that. So it's pretty straight shot. I'm glad that shit's over. Get back to regular TV. Get back to making some laws that matter or not matter, depending on how they run this shit. And we can get back to the fuckery on this goddamn show.
Oh, one more thing before we, you know, get back to the ignorance. Do we need to get rid of the electrical college?
The electrical college? Well, I mean, it helped me set up my damn Xbox and my entertainment system. So I need to keep the electrical college. I was going to go back and get another degree from the electrical college. So shout out to Black Twitter for providing some of the most fucked up shit you can see on a positive night. These motherfuckers saying electrical college and ballot and ballad. Motherfuckers saying the ballad. Shit. Black Twitter, we got to do better, man.
It's my ballet today.
Yeah, I didn't see that shit on the ballet. Like, what? God damn, man.
Nah, the one they said the dude suffered from ADHD, where I died.
Shit. ADHD? And don't talk about putting nobody on a pen knuckle. It's a whole higher pen knuckle.
Jay-Z is the pinnacle. Of success.
Oh, my God. Man, look here. And shout out to Dumbest Tweets. If you check that Tumblr. I forget. I don't have it up in front of me. I might have it by the end of the show. But it's the Dumbest Tweets Tumblr. Yeah. That shit is... Tyrese
awesome.
Wants at least half of that. But let's get back to the fuckery. A little bit of the fuckery. We're going to talk about sports, and you can't talk about sports without having some fuckery in there. Let's start off with fantasy. We kind of fucked off the fantasy last week.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Fro League? I know you're going to make a post, so you ain't got to go all into it. But.
Well, you know, Fro League is coming along fine. We got two top teams, and then we got everybody logjam in the middle, and then you know, we got some people that just, you know, they waving the white flag. But as far as, you know, I'm on a winning streak. I'm trying to make the playoffs. I'm positioning myself, pause, to be in there because I'm right on the outskirts. And y'all know once Heisenberg gets in the playoffs, hey, I'm the all-time player. I lead the league in playoff wins. So, you know, if I get in, I'm good. So that's all I'm just hoping to get in. And I got a couple tough matchups coming up, one with the number two team in 2 weeks. Dr. Mom, so, you know, got to beat her. Saul Wright still in first place. I mean, the junkies are rolling. I mean,
actually put up points this week.
Yeah, yeah. He thought it was going to be a bad week. You know, the damn junkies, man. I don't know what to say. And that motherfucking Doug motherfucking Martin. I don't know who. Hey, shout out to Cornell, man. Cornell got a damn whipstick over there. And you know what I'm saying? He needs to trade me some of the players, man. You can't just have all the people logged up on the bench. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, I mean, and he ain't even trying to hit no trades neither.
Yeah, Cornell ain't shit, man.
I was trying to trade him. I tried to give him the touchdown combination of receiver, quarterback. And he was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm like, nigga, for one touchdown, you get 12 points.
Yes.
This sounds like a fucking win to me. I don't know. I'm like, all right, bro, fuck it. I keep it. That's why I figured this week, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the L. It is what it is. So I made the one trade for Bell from Detroit, and that nigga turned in and got me 13, 14 points. So I was fucking winning you the last game.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Bell, you know, like I said, the Packers sent us to the game. We was at the fucking Lions in the Jaguar game. You know, so we were sitting there at the game, had a good time. You know, it just seemed like one of those days they shoot the little shirt out, the little thing. Boom. I fucking around, caught one of them shirts. After the game, we leaving. You know, we outside. You know, since Jacksonville, a small market team. You know, all the players when they come out of the stadium, they walk to their cars. You know, they sign autographs and shit. So you know, all the kids. You know, the ones we took to the game, they was all happy because they was getting their little autographs. I mean, they was running up to everybody. You know, the offensive linemen, they ain't give a shit. Well, they were just like, yo, sign my book. So you know, they got to meet Blaine Gabbert, Justin. You know, all the stars. Jones Drew ain't come out there. I was pissed. Because, you know, I was like, you know, I don't even ain't see him. But they say he usually don't sign. But the fucking owner of the Jaguars, cool as shit. He got a big-ass mustache. He owned a couple of gas stations or something. You know, so anyway, good trip last week. That's one thing I mentioned.
That's good shit.
Whatever his name is, Bell.
Yeah, I never heard him say his first name. I heard him say it one time, and I believe it's Jock.
Oh, okay.
But it's spelled all weird, so that's why I think, you know how black folks do. His name is probably David, and it's just spelled like Jock or some shit.
His name's supposed to be come on.
He comes to make this shit.
My aunt. Yeah, my aunt. Like, her son's name is supposed to be Damien, but when he was born, she didn't know how to spell Damien. So she spelled it what she thought it was supposed to be, and it came out like Demon or some shit.
Oh my God. Just change that shit. I mean, once you realize it's a problem,
too late. It wasn't too late, but she just never changed it. And so now when you look at his spelling, he's like, this should say Damon. He's like, nah, it's supposed to be Damien.
He just needs to start. Just spell his name different automatically. Just fuck all that. That's crazy as shit. But yeah, you was talking about Martin. He slayed me in two leagues. Leagues that have, like, my own league has an accelerator on it. I think it's over 200 yards. You get like another, but it's only like another 5 points.
This nigga
rushed for like 344 or something stupid.
Oh, yeah,
244 or some shit like that.
250 and like 4 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? So he had like 51 points in, you know, standard leagues. And in one league, I went against him and the dude had Doug Martin and Brandon Marshall. And I think he had like the Bears defense. So that was like 100 and some points off three people. I said, yo, this fucking rap, man. I'm done. I was like, yo, that's Council Christmas, nigga. I'm looking next week. I ain't even look back at that score. And I said, it's fucking ridiculous. No, sorry.
Yeah, most of my, even Vic had me on the edge. That was the only close game I had. One league I got blown out because dude had Doug Martin. He had Brandon Marshall. He had, I forget the other running back that had another 30 points. I was done with that shit by like 3 o'clock. I was over in that league. But the other three leagues were kind of close. Mike Vick was my one that was finally really close. I needed 5 points at the start of the 3 points at the start of the game to win. This nigga goes negative 4 points. So I was like, you got to be shit. And they ain't have nobody else playing. I just had Vick at quarterback because for whatever reason, I didn't start Luck that week. Luck worked in 3 of my other leagues. I got Luck in all my leagues. And this one, I didn't start him, and that was 48 points on the bench. But I started Vic, and this nigga had me sweating, but he pulled it out in the end. He got a couple rushes, a couple passes. I think he passed for a touchdown, so I got my win. I think I went 4-1 this week. So I'll tell you.
And then Doug Martin had, like, the fifth best fantasy day ever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah.
Next to – who was that? Was that Jamal Lewis that had that day where he ran up, like, 286 yards? And
it was Jamal Lewis, shit? Corey Dillon – who was it? It was Jamal Lewis, Corey Dillon.
Jamal Lewis when he did that game too. That shit hurt. That was like an 80-point game.
Yeah, and there was another game. It was some old shit, like from like 10 years ago. But yeah, it was like when fantasy was still around. It was some crazy shit. It's been the best day by far in like the last 5 years at least.
And you mentioned this. You didn't go into it, but hopefully you can give us a little bit more insight. What's up with somebody quitting the league? What happened?
Who quit the league? No, they left the page.
Right, but they still last league.
Oh, they had a meltdown. They called and apologized. You know, I'm not gonna put nobody on blast. We all know who they are. You know, I don't want to give him any more fame than he already is. He just said he had a meltdown, and you know, he just
twice. So just so y'all realize how real this fucking league is, that's two meltdowns in this league.
Yes,
this season. I mean, like, that's two this season. We had two last season.
As I said, Blue, you really think you want to be in this next year? Like, I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Hey, I mean, I'm going to jump in, but real quick, I got to get my shine on because for the first time in 4 years I've been playing fantasy football, both my teams won in the same week. I was so proud. So shout out to the River City Country Bumpkins and the River City Mob Squad Killers. We finally got 2 wins in a row. I'm so proud. Shout out to Josh Freeman for stepping up, finally coming to his own.
Wow, that's
he's balled out. Hey, man. Country Bumpkins is a horrible team, but we put 2 wins back to back together, man. We might have a chance.
Mm. 3-6
4 games left, so.
Nigga, first of all, you only got 2 teams?
I only got 2 teams this year.
I might go. While I'm talking shit, I might go down to two teams if I play next year. This shit is too much. It's just
the struggle.
It's too much.
Fantasy football will have you depressed as a motherfucker. You will sit there on Sunday with a gun in your hand, like, God damn. Like, is that serious?
It is, because you, the moment, like, that motherfucking Kevin Ogletree, if I ever see you, nigga, I'm Tanya Harden in your ass. I picked him up after that hot-ass first game. I sat him on the bench for 9 weeks because he didn't do shit. After starting for two, I sat him on the bench for 9 weeks just thinking, maybe, maybe not, I don't want to let him go. The night I let him go, this motherfucker catches a touchdown. God damn it if I see you, Ogletree. It's the knee. The knee's gone. The knee is gone. It's fucking over. But let's,
yes.
We talked about the fantasy shit. Let's talk about the real shit. Y'all saw the games. This ain't ESPN. Just got a few things we want to talk about. The Falcons, I guess they are for real. They're 8-0 now.
8-0?
God damn, man. What the fuck is going on? Do they have a shot at going undefeated?
I would say they do, but their schedule, they still got to play the Saints twice. They still got to play the Giants. Still got to play the Panthers again. I mean, you know, they're going to drop a game, but they're for real. I got to say they're for real.
Yeah, nothing's changed. I think we all said they were for real last time, and nothing's changed. These niggas just keep winning games. So shout out to the Falcons, man. You know, I wish I was still there selling beer and making that nice money, because when Falcon fans are winning, they tip. They might not be the most loyal fans in the world, but them motherfuckers tip when they winning, boy. I was getting paid. Nigga said, one case of beer, go home with $60, $70 of tips. I don't even know how it worked, but it worked for me. The nigga Andrew Luck passes for 400 yards Sunday on his way. And the reason I brought that
Peyton
up.
Who?
Yeah, Peyton that's who? The reason why I brought that up is because I think we talked about, this might have been before you came on board, GQ. We talked about the Colts making a decision to let Peyton go and get Luck. And Germ said, this, hey, that's what they were supposed to do. I feel like you keep Peyton at all costs. Even though it was the perfect storm, I still feel like you keep Peyton and you draft Luck, is how I felt about it. But now, looking at the stats, and I want to get your opinion on this, Blue. Andrew Luck's stats after the first 9 weeks is that he's 190 for 336, 2,404 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. The Colts are 5-3. Peyton Manning is 203 for 292, the exact same amount of yards, 2,404. That's crazy. With 20 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And Denver is 5-3. So at this point, who do you think made the best choice? Was it the Colts owner for letting him go, or what do you think was the best choice? Keeping him or letting him go?
Who you going? You going with me?
Yep.
Yeah, Blue.
I would have kept Peyton. I mean, we saw how great it worked out for Aaron Rodgers to be behind Brett Favre. I mean, Andrew Luck is having a respectable rookie season, but 10 touchdowns and 8 interceptions is I mean, you let it go because he's a rookie, even though, you know, Andy Dalton had a way better season last year with only 7 picks and 21 touchdowns. They might make the playoffs because outside of Houston, the AFC's looking really soft this year. So, but I think you would have benefited a lot more if you would have kept Peyton on the team. Because if they go to the playoffs, you're going to make rookie mistakes. It's going to come out. You're going to see them interceptions coming in late, you know, late game. You're going to see him try to, you know, thread a needle through the eye and throw in three receivers and shit. I would have kept Peyton.
What do you think, Jerm? You still feel the same way?
Come on, man. You know how I feel, man. I'm team young nigga, man. Get these old niggas the fuck out of here, man. I mean, why the fuck am I going to pay? That's too much money. My team need to rebuild. And Andrew Luck, I mean, he is as good as we hyped him up to be. And I'm happy. We are Peyton. You won us a Super Bowl. We played the Super Bowl. You got us a Super Bowl to be played in our city. So you done enough for us, Peyton Manning. So we good. We need to move on. And that's what they did, man. So yeah, they 5-3. Come on, man. You mean tell me after they won what, 2 games last year?
Yeah.
They already got 5 wins. That's a day. Hey, come on, man. You gotta be happy about that. Peyton Manning, his first season, what did they do?
I think they went like 1. I think they won.
Okay. Yeah. So you know how I feel.
My thing is, and my thing with sports is, if you build a team up and you were the franchise and you were the face and this man broke his neck, this man might die after his, you know, his first year out the league, he might just walk down the street and collapse because that neck fell out. If you dedicated that much to a team and you that good and you got a ring, I think you make your own decisions. Like, it don't matter.
What? You can't. You're not signing no checks around here, Peyton Manning. That's just like, I mean, this is not football.
He might as well.
No, buddy, no, no, no. We can't do that. You're giving him too much power. You might, you know, he already like, this is what I said. Tony Dungy was the only coach that wasn't really coaching. And the announcers used to say that shit. And they used to make me so mad. That's why I used to be a big Peyton Manning fan, because Tony Dungy would call up this play. Peyton Manning get out there, and he'd be like, fuck that shit. We running this. And then they'd be like, ha, Peyton Manning's the general on the field. And it's like, I know he wasn't undermining his coach, but it just looked to me like if I called a run play, you go out there and do a pass play because you felt like they were da-da-da-da-da. I'm just saying, that's my problem with Peyton Manning. He just undermined his coach. You know, and then Tony Dungy, he was a nice guy about it. Tony Dungy could have been a dickhead. He'd be like, no, fuck you, Peyton. You better call the play what I motherfucking called. But, you know, it worked in the end. But still, you know, they worked out. But you know, but like I said, man, you got to be happy. If you're an Indianapolis fan, after looking at what your team went through last year and seeing what they are now and the future going forward, you can't be upset, because Peyton was going to leave one day. He's been in the league since, what, 98? You know what I'm saying? So he's gone. Yeah, so, I mean, it was going to happen. Joe Montana left the 49ers. Emmitt left the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? That shit happens. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's sports.
We don't acknowledge either of those motherfuckers, by the way.
I know one thing, though. I know Curtis Painter got to be a sad motherfucker.
That nigga got paid. He was the quarterback last year.
Oh, yeah.
You said, who was that? Exactly.
Yeah, that nigga got paid. I mean, he earned his check for once. Because you figure before that, he was just getting paid to sit on the bench and hold the clipboard. So he got his ass whooped. He got a check. And now he's probably out of the league. Is he even still on that roster?
Hell if I know.
Yeah, I don't think I'd even let that motherfucker hold for the damn field goal after the point after. Because that nigga was horrible.
Hey, can't be no worse than old dude. The Chiefs last year was their quarterback. And now he had a pay less now in Oklahoma.
Look, hey, man, the Chiefs, they quarterbacks could still work at the pay less in Oklahoma. The ones they got now, them niggas are sorry. And your boy is going to end up losing his job fucking with Quinn again. Romeo, you need to understand that nigga is not going to help you win shit. It's the second time you done lost your job fucking with Quinn. Let it go. Let it go, nigga. Let it go. But it's pretty interesting that these two niggas got the same amount of passing yards. Vast disparity between the touchdowns. But the passing yards, that's some crazy looking shit. Do either one of y'all want to make some early MVP picks?
It'll just go MVP of to right now. You know, like if MVP award was given right now, who would you give it to, Saul, right?
I don't know how you could. You're supposed to weigh the record in this shit, right?
Most valuable player.
I don't know that there's just one MVP. I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know this year.
How you gonna ask a question without nobody in mind?
Hey, nigga, that's what I do. I put the questions down. I ain't got to have an answer for everything I ask, bitch.
Okay, Blue.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sometimes you got to put Germ in this place, you know what I'm saying? Cause
yeah.
Germ will tell you that it's edited later.
Yeah.
He said yeah. Go ahead, Blue. Who you think?
Well, y'all know I'm going to say Aaron motherfucker Rodgers, Aaron Godgers, because he kind of plays like God, as my boy Jahari said.
Wow. That nickname is not going to stick.
Aaron Rodgers, MVP? Yeah. Good luck with that.
Hey, he's the defending MVP, and he's 25-5 right now.
Yeah, he had like 50 touchdowns last year, too.
Yeah, and he's got 25 now in 8 games.
His team got 3 L's.
Hey, don't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
25, 5 interceptions, 2,383 yards. MVP to me.
Okay. Part of me wants to say it's Peyton Manning. But the team did make the playoffs last season.
Exactly.
So I can't really give it to Peyton. I'd like to say it's Arian Foster because his team is undefeated. Undefeated. They got one loss. They got one L. But he's fifth in rushing this year, or sixth in rushing.
He's first in rushing.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Arian Foster is not first.
I thought he was first.
No, Adrian Peterson is first. Doug Martin and Alfred Morris all are ahead of that motherfucker.
So that must have been coming in the last week because he didn't play last week or something. Yeah, it was something.
All the niggas ahead of him. So he.
Yeah, I'm about to say he was in first, like coming in the last week. That's why I was like, what you
up? Nah, okay. I'd like to give it to Adrian Peterson because he's coming back from that knee injury and he's almost got 1,000 yards already.
That's called a comeback player of the year award, not the MVP.
Exactly. So I'm lost on this one. I really am. I have no idea.
It can only be two answers. Can only be two.
Give us
the answer
two.
Be A, Matt Ryan.
What?
Or B, the Chicago Bears defense.
I was like, Chicago Bears only... defense?
Or Brandon Marshall. Fuck it, Brandon Marshall. Because I can't explain why the Bears are 6-7-1, 8-1, whatever.
It's
either the Bears defense or Brandon Marshall.
Can you give the MVP to the whole defense?
It'd be a precedent. You can start a precedent.
I can't argue with you. I mean, if you play fantasy, if you don't know shit about stats and you play fantasy football, the Bears defense gives you like 30 points every week.
Yeah.
Shit is ridiculous. I got a person in my league that's not coaching this team. He had four players last week and got 134 points. The Bears defense, was it not? It's not Forte, is it? I forget who the fuck else it is. But the nigga had four players. Huh?
Yeah, like 18.
I don't think it was Forte. I don't think he has Forte in my league. But the Bears defense is one of the four that he had, and he had 132 points. So the defense is putting it up. So you say it's the Bears defense or Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan. That's interesting. Is Matt Ryan really having that good a season?
His Crazy team is.
They're undefeated. Yeah.
They're undefeated. I mean, you got to go with the ATL, man. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, it is what it is.
You're not even going to say your boy Roddy motherfucking White?
Man, Roddy, man. That fucking bitch ass nigga Julio Jones stealing all his motherfucking glory.
Whoa. Sound a little upset there, bro.
Yeah, I am.
Why are you so mad?
Julio stealing Roddy White's carries, man.
Hey, but that's not his problem. That's the quarterback.
It is.
The open man.
Quit fucking with Julio. Don't need to look his way, man. Roddy White is your guy, man. That's who you need to be throwing to, man. Stop that bullshit, man.
Matt Ryan's stats. He's 206 for 299, 2,360 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. That's a pretty good damn season.
Yeah, MVP numbers, you ask me.
I mean, but Peyton's numbers are better.
And they lost to them. Next.
So if the stats are better, but the team doesn't win, it don't matter.
Yeah, who cares? Stats only matter than a loss.
Okay.
That's the general feeling about stats. Stats only matter in a loss. If I'm 5-16 for 89 yards and my team wins and you threw for 450 and three touchdowns, your team lost. Who cares? You lost.
Damn. Tough break, nigga. I guess that's how it is. I mean, I can't argue with it. I didn't know his stats were that good until I just, like, looked them up. So, I can't even argue with that shit. It should be interesting to see how this shit shake out. As always, it's an interesting season in the NFL. Speaking of the NFL, we had the... Remember back on, like, Frocast 32, I was talking about the NFL doing a D-League? Apparently, yes. They're working on it.
Oh.
They're trying to figure out a way. It'll be a bus league, you know, in the small cities. I think it's going to be like the NFL Europe where teams shared potential teams. So, like, three teams would be the owner of one team, and they'd have their players there. But that's something that they're working on. So, look out, motherfucker. I think people are stealing my ideas, man. I need to start trademarking that shit for Nappy Afro or something. But, yeah, it says it's something that they've studied in the past and it's really coming into focus with the demise of the UFL. They think it could be a 4-16 bus league that replaces what would have been the World League. So it would be playing in the spring in smaller seasons so we could have NFL all year round. Would y'all support that shit?
Of course I would.
Even though it's cats that you don't know, the motherfucking water boy from college team playing.
Hey, that's fine, man. It's football, dog. You don't understand. Nothing makes me happier than to watch football while baseball is on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh my God, you can't hate that. I love it.
I can't even be mad at you with that shit. What else we got? We got notes everywhere. Do y'all want to talk about, we got to pick one of these because we need to get it moving. We want to talk basketball, or we want to talk about the 50 Cent and Floyd beef?
Nah, let's go 50. Let's talk about some music stuff for the, you know, we. But it is, yeah, let's just go 50 Cent and,
Allegedly, the tweets came out from 50 Cent, and you can't trust most of what 50 Cent says. The whole beef between him and Floyd was a hoax. Basically, this is what 50 said. I'm sick of this nonsense. Floyd asked me to act like we were fighting because no one was paying attention to him after his 60 days. That's what he tweeted. He says, I know, we do the same thing in hip-hop for shock value, but he wanted some attention because Floyd is like a brother to me. So all this shit, even that last picture Floyd tweeted with 50 Cent holding his belt and money on his arms, and he called him a fuckboy, all of that shit is allegedly a hoax to just drum up some attention. And I got to get, if this is true, we got to give props to King Germ because Germ called it. Germ called that shit. He said it was a hoax. I want to know, do y'all believe it was actually a hoax at this point, or is 50 just talking shit to try and defuse that motherfucking bomb Floyd put on?
Well, go ahead, Blue. You know how I feel about it.
My thing is, does anybody care about either of these niggas right now?
The only reason we care about Floyd is because we're trying to get that fight out the nigga.
Yeah, exactly. And 50 Cent, God bless him for trying everything possible. I mean, 50, it's done. It's over. You're that guy you talked about in Wangster. Like, you're that guy.
Oh, shit.
You might like, damn, it. Homie. In 2003, you was the man, homie. What the hell do you, man? Like, it's over. It's over. You might it's have gone. Right, bro.
And Pacquiao weighed in, too. He said that the last offer that Floyd gave him was $40 million, but none of the pay-per-view buys.
Yeah.
And I don't think he took that offer. But he felt kind of disrespected because Floyd didn't give him none of the pay-per-view. That's where the money comes in, is the fucking pay-per-view.
Exactly.
And he's only giving him $40 million. Floyd is probably going to walk away with $100, $200 on that pay-per-view.
Yeah, he's like, that's where the money
is. That's where the fucking money is. Floyd gets $40 out of his pocket.
Yeah, here's $40.
Yeah, here's $40.
Pay-per-view
to $120. So, yeah, I don't know that we'll ever get that fight, but it's kind of interesting to see them try and make the fight happen. We're not going to get into details of this basketball note, but we got to mention it. We talked about James Harden last time. The idea of him taking the shot going to Houston, and Houston's actually playing well. They're 2-1, and James Harden is putting up LeBron numbers. He's 6'5". This motherfucker's averaging 35 points a game, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds. I'm just saying. This is a career 13 and 2.5 dude. So, I don't know. And he got $85 million. Is it 85 or 80?
80.
$80 million over 5 years. So, yeah. Shout out
Fear to the Harden. Fear the beer.
Fear the beer for real. Let's get into some music news. This is some shit that I heard, and I'm hoping that one of y'all got a little bit more details on it. I'm hoping this is just a rumor. But y'all know Slim Thugger, the Houston rapper. We ain't heard from him in a minute. There might be a reason we haven't heard from this nigga. Allegedly, he has 2 kids by his second cousin.
Ooh.
We talked about this shit. We was talking about the family reunion and seeing the family member, Germ. You famously talked about this shit on the show.
Ooh.
Second cousin. 2 kids. Is this
That's too close.
That's too close?
That's too close. Second cousin? That's like...
That's your cousin's kids.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
So you... The cousin daddy...
Damn. But he's from Texas, though, man. You know how they go out there.
Yeah, I'm not from here. I just live here. What you saying, GQ?
I said too close to home.
That's too close. So how many cousins, how far you got to be removed before it's cool?
5th cousin?
Yeah, what the Bible say, nigga.
I've only had to see you one time in my life. Like, you was at that family reunion in 93. When I was 6 years old, and I ain't seen you, and now 20 years later, that's how it's got to be.
Damn. Slim Thugger, you know, give us a call. Send us an email, nappyafro.com, man. Let us know the deal, because that don't look good. Hopefully, it's just a rumor. But 2 kids? That means that if you fucked up and found out it was your cousin after the fact, you still hit it again.
Exactly.
I can't even defend that shit, dog. Second cousin? I can't rock with that, but... Send us an email, man. Get on the Frocast. Let us know what the fuck happened.
Set
it again.
I said, set the record straight on Nappy Afro. Come on.
Appreciate it, bro. Get on this show, man. Let us know what the fuck's going on. Because I can't even play that shit. Fuck them niggas, Slim. You're the boss. Like a boss. I can't play that shit no more. It just don't sound right. That could have been one of the kids saying that shit. Not your cousin daughter gonna be saying it. You know what, man? Let's just move the fuck on, man.
It's all right, man. Let me ask you a question, yeah. Man. Looking at your fantasy team here on my phone, and I'm interested in a trade. I mean, I could upgrade you at wide receiver.
Asking for a trade in the middle of the show?
Yeah, fuck it, Matt Forte, man. Let's make a deal for him, man.
I don't have my team in front of me.
I'm telling you, you got Matt Forte. That's who I want from your team.
Who else do I have on my team?
You got Adrian Peterson, Steve Jackson. So you got two more running backs. So you good.
Steve Jackson carries.
Steve Jackson ain't doing nothing this year.
Steven Jackson carries about to get real limited. Hey, if we lose one more game and we're out of contention for the playoffs, they about to turn that ball over to the back.
Well, okay, let's just say this. And if you lose one more game, you out of contention for the playoffs.
How you figure that shit?
You're going to be 4-5. You 4-5 now. You know, in our division, me and Sandy Cole, we the only ones making it. So that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. Me and Sandy Cole, that's it. You know what I'm saying? We all from our division is making the playoffs.
Honestly, so, right, I still got a shot at getting that last spot.
No, you don't. That's my spot. You're not going to get it.
Dude, it's the top six teams.
Yeah. And
the number six team in their division is 4-5.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And I'm only behind them by 1 point.
Yeah. Shit.
So I got a shot.
But, okay, I'm still trying to upgrade you at wide receiver.
He said, fuck all that. I'm still trying to get Matt Forte.
Yeah, Matt Forte, I throw you Megatron or something like that, man.
Come on, dog. We know Megatron's having a whack season. That's why this nigga's on the track block on
every. He's not having touchdowns, but he's still getting points every week. But, you know, we'll work that out after the show.
Ain't shit to work out. I ain't trading Forte, man. He's my starter. Peterson's my starter. Jackson's about to get benched.
Well, let me get Steve Jackson for, like, somebody, you know. You know, I take Steve Jackson.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show. You
mean that Megatron's out of the deal now? I just want you to know that. You know,
I'm not shook by Megatron being out of the deal. That nigga's not having a good season. Don't try and palm me off on the name, nigga.
I give Percy Harvin for. Hey man,
we got a show to do.
Okay.
We talked about this. I think this was after the Fro Horseman yesterday. We talked about this for a second. We thought it'd be good.
Podcast that I'm not about, that I'm not part of, but go ahead.
By your choice. We talked about rappers with labels that actually had talent at work. And the reason we brought that up is because Meek Mill has a label now. And he signed a rapper. Right. So let's just get a couple names out there of rappers that had labels. Let's start with the almighty Tupac with his Outlaw crew. Maybe not labels, but head crews. Let's put it that way. Tupac and the Outlaws. Biggie and Junior Mafia. Then you had Rick Ross, who has Maybach Music with Big Bills. And
Biggie had, he had Cameron. He had Cameron, Charlie Baltimore. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how did that go?
Cameron's platinum artist.
Come on.
Lil' Kim, platinum.
They came out in the 90s. Everybody went platinum in the 90s.
Okay.
Good. Kim went platinum in 2001.
Who?
Yeah. Look at him. Still restating Big.
I get that.
She had a 5-mic album.
Hey, I like that album, so I hear you.
Okay.
So we got one.
Does Peabody have a label?
Who?
Does Peabody have a label?
Uh-oh.
He might. I mean, Peabody is the greatest rapper alive, so he might be working on a label now. And hopefully he'll sign me. Kanye with the Good Music crew. Yeah. Jay-Z with his imprint. We have Mace with Harlem World Music.
Beanie Siegel has state property.
Have any of these rappers, first of all, is a rapper getting a label like this off of one or two albums a good idea in the first place?
It was 10 years ago, like you said, when everybody was going platinum and, you know, your weed man could get a gold record.
Yeah.
Made since then. But now,
like, what do we expect out of this shit? What do we expect? Do we have any expectations for Meek Mill's music label after one album? Do we expect him to do anything?
Nah.
Because I know Germ don't really fuck with Meek like that.
I mean, it's like being the D-League. If you already on Maybach Music and then you got a label, it's like the D-League to the regular team.
Yeah, I don't quite understand it. And then I feel like if the talent was that good, why wouldn't they have been signed to the label with you instead of waiting for you to get on and then you to sign them?
Well, that's the, you know, that's how it goes, man. You know, like, you know, let's say me, you, and Blue, we got a rap crew, you know, but they only want to sign you, Saul, right? So, you know, they sign you, and then you say, yo, when I get me a label, y'all gonna be my first artist. You know what I'm saying?
But,
you
but know. Shouldn't that let you know that maybe not be that good? Maybe your vision is a little, like, look at Nelly. Nelly got on, and then the St. Lunatics, not so much.
Well, I mean, it worked for Cam'ron, because Cam got signed to Rockefeller, and then he made Diplomat Records, and for 5 years, the nigga was hot.
But was that his label?
Yeah.
The Diplomat Records, his, yeah.
So, so yeah. That might be the only one that actually worked. Legitimately worked. And how the fuck is that? Diplomat. Dipset is the fucking one that worked. Out of all Cam these different crews. Was a,
it was a bad
I ain't gonna lie. My first high school and freshman year of college, I was the biggest Dipset stan of all time. So I ain't gonna hate.
You had the shirt and all that shit.
Hey, I had the pink 2X tall tee. Timbo's.
Hold up, dog.
Hey, hey.
Hold up. Now we just learned on the other show that you like 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, and you had a 2X tall tee.
Hey, it was high school, man. It was high school.
God damn. Nigga looked like he was wearing a sheet.
It was high school, man. It was high school. All I can say.
Yeah, I don't know. This shit should be interesting, man, to see how this shit with Meek Mill work out. I don't know. I was thinking about this when we said it yesterday, that I think that Maybach Music is one of those crews that most of us want to be good. But I think they just a bunch of generic niggas. And it's just not going to work. I see a lot more hate for Wale's music than I have before. Meek Mill, Germ said this shit before and I didn't really notice it. But I notice it now across the nets. That Meek Mill is known as the shouting ass rapper. And people really don't like that nigga because of the way he screams on his records.
I mean, it gets it like it's sometimes it's like I don't know why is he yelling, like he's just loud. I be shining on my hater, found him on my lady. I'm like, okay, well, goddamn, calm down. I mean,
like even on like R&B songs, you shouting,
yeah,
super smooth and shit. And all of a sudden, no.
I mean, he say some snappy shit sometimes. You know, I give him, you know, he say some little snap, but overall, I'm not really feeling Meek Mill shit like that, Paul. You know what I mean? It just you know, I mean, he alright. You know, he'll say some snappy shit on a verse or something. But I don't think I can listen to, like, consistent songs back to back because it should get tiresome.
And, you know, Wale tried too hard to me. Like,
I think that's the general consensus. And I like Wale's music, but the general consensus is that people just think he tries too hard. And they'll take that nigga seriously. Eminem could have a label that works with Slaughterhouse, but...
D12 is his first. Nah, you ain't gonna just... Like Bizarre and then Proofing them wasn't his first. Come on now, stop.
That shit didn't work either.
Well, Eminem was signed to 50 Cent was signed to Eminem, so Eminem is a success.
So
yeah, G-Unit, all that shit with Shady
that was all under. Yeah, that was all under Eminem. So we got two of them that worked. D12 don't count.
Hey, I can't say that because you'll say it was the 90s.
I'm going to say G-Unit worked because 50 Cent got signed to Interscope and then brought in G-Unit.
But that was all under Shady.
That was Shady. Shady Aftermath, you know.
So that whole G-Unit shit was his shit. I mean, that works. So I guess that's where we at with it. Do y'all want to talk about this Lil Wayne shit or move the fuck on from that?
Yeah, Tucci. $2 million. That's nothing. He paid Quincy. He paid fuckboy Quincy Jones III,
$2 million. Why
you gotta be a fuckboy, man? Oh, man, you said, come on, man. Quincy know what he did, man.
He ain't got no worries.
Yeah, I ain't got no worries. Nigga made $100 million this year. You think $2 million, that's nothing. That's 2% of the money I reported making. Come on, man. You ain't shit, nigga.
But do you just throw away $2 million? All he had to do was show up. He got to pay $2 million because he didn't show up to court.
It's all right. Lil Wayne ain't got no worries, man. Listen to the song.
You.
He got no worries.
He's at Birdman, my daddy. I'm what you mean? Come on, man. Stop, man. $2 million, nigga, man. Come on. He said, he gonna say, I wipe my ass with that money, nigga.
I hope I never get to the point to where $2 million ain't shit. I want $2 million should always matter. If all I got to do is show up. It's just showing up to a court date. He ain't doing shit else but drinking syrup. He could have showed up for that shit.
and eating furry snatch, but that's another story. So.
We're moving on. We got some other news. We haven't done a lot of other news lately, I don't think. Germs, Hero, Artis Hughes, the motherfucking uppercut man, he officially got fired.
Damn.
No more suspension. He's officially fired from the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit.
Okay, can I? Please. So he got fired.
Yeah.
Please. Okay. Since Obama won Ohio because of the people in Cleveland, Obama has to do something for Artis Hughes.
What is
he has to.
What can he do for a man that punched a bitch on the bus?
He got to give her a job. Reform this man. You do something. Show him that he can change. You give him a job with the Secret Service. I don't give a fuck if he just working. He the damn doorman at the White House. You give Artis Hughes a job, Obama. This, let me know that you are my president, like my shirt say. You know what I'm saying? You know, you need to do this, Obama. Straighten this shit out.
First,
fuck all this other bullshit that you was talking about, that you was going, you know, the economy. Who gives a fuck about the economy? We need to give Artis Hughes a job, man. Fuck that.
Did you hear that shit, y'all? First of all, Germ lied about having an Obama shirt on. Second of all, Germ doesn't give a fuck about the economy. He only wants Artis Hughes to get his job back.
Got to, man. Same pay rate and everything.
Just put this on the list of shit that Germ said on the show, just so you can get an idea of who Germ is. Last week, Germ also said that he would fuck a bitch in the break room at his job and risk losing his job. I'm just saying. This is the nigga.
And punch in the face.
And punch in the face if she says something. This is Germ, y'all. And if you got natural hair, he gonna talk about your nappy shit.
Only if you got a jail down looking bad like you know, that girl in the Olympics.
You won't even say a name.
I'm not going to say a name because I caught a lot of backlash. I was getting cussed out in other languages. And I was just like, the fuck? You're not even American. Why you give a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't even say nothing bad. But, you know, all I said was blank, blank hair, though. That's all I said. And I ain't say nothing else. I ain't say that.
If we ever want heat on the goddamn site, Germ is the go-to guy. I promise you. It's some more Germ news. This whole section is like the King Germ section. The motherfucker James Washington. The reason I call him the motherfucker James Washington is because he was in prison and he started suffering a heart attack. Since he was having a heart attack, he decided, hey, why not go ahead and confess to a killing? So he confesses to killing somebody. They end up saving this motherfucker. He doesn't die, and then he tried to take the confession back.
So, you know I just bullshit, right? You know I just bullshit.
Nigga, when I heard this story, I cried so hard. This
Buddy, is the lady missing in the same spot you said you dumped the body?
Right. Nah, I didn't kill that bitch.
I got a vivid imagination. You know, I've been locked in the cell too long, man. I just had a lot of time in my thoughts.
It was the medication. My heart was stopping. The medication made me hallucinate. I don't even know no bitch named Joyce. That bitch name was Jane. I mean, wait a minute. This nigga fucked all the way up, man.
Oh, God. And then the picture they had of him was just classic. Like, he had
this on his head. He had this, whatever the fuck was around his head, he had to look on his face like, damn.
It's all right if you could get that image from
me. I might have to use that image for this shit, man.
Because he was just looking like the way he looked like, you know you done fucked up. Like, how you... man. Had he ever heard of something, the saying, take this to the grave with you?
You should have took it to the grave. Like, I guess he thought he was going to make it to heaven by getting
it. Yeah, like, well, I guess I better confess all my sins. You know, I see them white lights. No, nigga, you need to open your eyes. You still alive, nigga. You ain't gone.
Nigga, let's go ahead and get the transcripts from that shit. Because This is what the guard told on his ass. The guard told on his ass, and this is what he said. He said he kind of got as best as he could and said, I have something to tell you. I got something to get on my conscience, and I need you to hear this. I killed somebody. I beat her to death. So... he told the guard this. The guard is like, what the fuck? The nigga makes his way. He makes it back. They recover. He recovers. And so this nigga ended up making it to court. This dude was found guilty. James Washington was found guilty and faces a life sentence now for killing the bitch that nobody knew was dead.
It's all right, called her a bitch. Damn!
I can't even defend that shit. I'm living on James Washington. I was having a heart attack, and the story came up, and I read the story. And I didn't mean to call him bitch. I didn't even say bitch. King James wrote my line. Yo,
I thought I was dying, so I said it. But now that I say I'm still living, I want to apologize.
I didn't mean to call her a bitch. I meant to call her a nice young lady. Died too soon. Yo, and this is the murder happened back in 1995.
Oh, nigga. So you a
they weren't
dumb
even looking
nigga.
For this broad no more. This shit was a closed case.
Man, cold as a motherfucker, boy. That motherfucker that was on that case and drunk himself to sleep many a nights, like, fuck it.
Go.
And it's, oh, man, they just stopped doing the candlelight visuals and the more teddy bears outside. Her little cross where her body was last seen at. Man, they ain't shit. Now, they ain't, that little t-shirts done faded. They don't even care no more. Insurance money gone. Oh, Lord, James Washington.
Head
long.
Went ahead and told. I mean, hey, they say what's done in the dark will come to the light. I guess.
Obama, you need to get on the James Washington case. Now that you're president again, you need to find some kind of loophole into saying that they did something wrong to James Washington. Maybe the medication had him talking crazy. I think that's what it was, Obama. You need to get on this, man.
His first act, pardon James Washington.
You got
this bullshit.
You got to. You got to pardon artists and James. That's them are my things. You know, you push that Trayvon shit to the back burner right now. You get artists and James Washington straight. So we them two niggas we need back on the streets right there. Yes, sir.
Now, you do understand that James Washington was already in jail for some shit. It's not like he was walking down the street and had a heart attack and then confessed. He was in jail and got moved to the medic and confessed.
But we don't know what he was in jail for. It could have been child support. It could have been anything, man. We don't know. You know what I mean? Come on. Plus, this was 95, man. It's got to be kind of
95.
The murder happened in 95. Exactly.
He confessed last week.
But he might have. But he's been a changed man. That's what I'm saying. He killed somebody almost 20 years ago. People can change in 20 years, man.
But if he changed, then when he would live, why didn't he stick with it? Why did he change his mind again? So the nigga changed twice?
I guess. I mean, it's two sides.
He said, I guess. So this nigga, he went from being a bad guy to being a good guy to being a bad guy again.
Yeah, man. He just, you know, he conflicted. He got something going on in his inside, man. We need to reform this man.
You form that nigga in solitary for the rest of his fucking life.
Yeah. He got needs to be by himself. Come up with all them little stupid ass stories he telling people.
This nigga telling on himself, already in jail. But speaking, we've got one worse. We've got one worse than James Washington. And I don't even think, they ain't even get this chick's name. And there's a reason. And I'm going to tell a bad joke here, but I can't help it. And it's going to match with the story. So a woman decides to go to the zoo. You can guess the race of this motherfucker. She goes to the zoo. She has a baby looking at the African dogs, the wild sport African dogs. And she
African
decides,
dogs with them pit bulls and shit. I mean,
them motherfuckers are like baby hyenas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know what zoo has this shit.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Zoo obviously
has this shit.
And African dogs. Like,
she decided, hey, we can't see him from here. Let me hold my 2-year-old up on the railing so he can see. And I guess she went to reach to her purse while holding. You know how you hold the toddler up with the one hand, they wrapping around your hand and they standing up on their own? Well, she decided to do that on the railing and the nigga fell. He fell 11 to 14 feet. They haven't even decided how far the fall was. And as soon as he hit the ground, the dogs had lunch, nigga.
Hey.
Ate the baby up.
Wow, African dogs.
Wow, maybe the dingo ate your baby. Was the first thing I thought of when I saw the story. And I'm going to hell, but nigga, it's perfect.
Hey, man. Eat the baby. It's something funny about seeing kids get fucked up. Not like mauled or nothing, but like, you know, falling, getting punched, you know, shit like that. You know, it's just like, it's funny because kids, like, they just be so carefree and they don't see danger. But when danger hit them, they just be so flailing. But this kind of fucked up, though. I mean, like, first of all, if they wild, I mean, that's got to be the least visited animals in the motherfucking zoo. Like, I don't know any kids like, oh, it's wild dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? I mean, what the fuck? Like,
and not only that, if you see most animals with kids, they usually don't fuck with kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, being a baby, it kind of transcends all species. Animals know not to fuck with it. People know not to fuck with baby animals. You know what I'm saying? There's usually no issue. But when this little nigga dropped in there looking like a morsel of meat, it was a wrap.
They probably like, they probably like, yeah, lunch a little early today, ain't it? Like, goddamn.
Here's the killer. Guess how many dogs was in this fucking pit?
He said killer. Go ahead.
11.
Wow.
So this wasn't even a damn, this is not a zoo exhibit, nigga. They took you to a pack of goddamn African dogs. And apparently when they started eating on the baby, some people came out and yelled at the dogs, and 7 of them walked away. 3 of them had to be shooed away later. And then one of the motherfuckers was still going to town.
That was a nigga.
Well, the man, yeah, that was the African dog.
We need to walk away. Like, nah, nigga.
Fuck that, nigga. This meat chewy as fuck. It was like, I mean, because, first of all, like I said, man, hey, please tell me they're pressing charges on this mother.
She was able to leave the scene without getting any charges pressed. So
wow. Casey Anthony all over again.
As of now, there are no.
If you want to get rid of your baby, take him to the zoo, drop him in a pit. You'll be able to walk away with no charges. No problem. God damn. You know how a black nigga leave their child and the baby for 3 hours in the car for 3 hours and they die. You're doing life. But you could drop your baby in a pit with 11 dogs and walk away? Get the fuck out of here.
Niggas on child support is about to take their kids to the zoo.
Hey, baby, you said you always want to go to the zoo. Man.
Zoo, like, all kinds of fathers and babies.
Like, ladies, if your man talking about taking your kid to the zoo, don't let him.
Yeah, you
don't let him.
Might want to take that day off of work, baby, because it's going to be a wrap.
If your baby daddy laid on child support and he start talking about zoo trips, hey, cancel that shit.
Check your laptop history. If you see anything about African dogs, you might want to go ahead and cancel those visits for a little bit. Because fucked up. This shit is fucked up. I feel like you, Germ. That motherfucker need to be brought up on charges.
She need to. It's Casey Anthony all over again. Because, like I said, black people, I ain't just saying black, Latino, anybody that is of a color, problems with your child, and they say this, they say that, and next thing you know, your child died under your care, you know what I'm saying, they pressing charges on you, you know what I'm saying, just like in my hometown, not my hometown, but where I live at now, this girl was with her friend, she had a baby in the car, she was updating her Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and she forgot the baby was in the car, the baby died in the car, she's doing life, you know what I'm saying, which that is some, you know what I'm saying, she should be, just like this mother, you put your child in danger. Like when Michael Jackson held the little baby out the window, people lost their fucking mind. Even though he had his arm around the kid, he leaned over the balcony with him. Ah! It was outrage. You know what I'm saying? They talking about he was an unfit parent. Lady, you set your kid, and the baby fell in. And I mean, come on. Fuck that.
Hey,
you need to deserve
it. It is, man. I agree with you. I ain't had no kids. And
I'm be real with you. If I was had a 2-year-old and my baby fell in the pit, I'm jumping in that pit too. Fuck that.
Wait a minute. We all, 11 to 14 feet, you think you just jump over?
Hell yeah, nigga. That's my child, nigga. I'm jumping in there. So we both going to go. Like, I'm not going to sit there and watch my child just get mauled, nigga. Hell nah, nigga. I'm jumping down there. Hey, we both going down. Nigga, I'm going to at least choke me 2 dogs before y'all take me out, nigga. I'm going to rip some tracheas out and all kind of shit. We're going to be down.
But you know what? That does sound like some real nigga shit. Now that I think about it, what parent would just scream for help? First of all, if some shit fall over the railing like that, why aren't you almost head over? Why ain't you hitting the ground before the baby?
Yeah, I see my baby fall. Oh, shit. It's just like instinct. I'm jumping down there too. You know, maybe on my fall, I might crush 2 dogs when I fall down there. Pow! Oh, shit. That's 2 of them gone. Nigga, we down there scrapping. You know what I'm saying? I'm saving what's left for my kid. You know what I mean?
I don't see how you don't. I mean, I've jumped off the couch for knocking a beer off a stand. Exactly. But I know if my baby fall off a railing, I'm going head over. I agree with you, Germ. You know what? I'm agreeing with Germ a lot this episode.
You see the lengths of people go to catching their cell phone when they drop that shit?
Okay, for
you
real.
Let a 2 phone back. You gonna let a baby fall? You ain't just like, niggas drop their cell phone. They like, you just see that shit? Hey, come on, man.
I'm starting to think she pushed that baby over the edge.
AC Anthony all over again,
dog. You know what, Germ? You convinced me. She pushed that baby over the edge.
She said, she want to be with that nigga so bad. He said, get rid of your kid, bitch. And she did.
She did. She gave a nigga up for lunch. Rest in peace, dog baby.
African baby snack, you know what I'm saying?
And now, before we move on with the show, we got to give a disclaimer because that was some ratchet shit. We don't want to see your fucking letters. Don't email us shit. Don't report us because we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and I ain't we getting no Stitcher awards anyhow.
might be why. It's because we making jokes about a baby getting mauled by some dogs. Maybe the dingo.
Calling dead women bitches and shit. You know,
I can't believe you did that, GQ Blue. That is so
that is so
uncalled for, GQ.
Hey, man, it's this team young nigga over here. 300. Fuck Stitcher. I'm boycotting like Jay-Z and Grammys in 94.
Oh, shit. We got a question from the nation to kind of reel us back in. This question is serious, and I don't know that you're going to get a serious answer now. Sorry, Short T. But the question is, if you could read any autobiography or advice book from any celebrity or public figure, who would it be? I don't read, so I really don't have a good answer for you. I know Jerm reads a little bit.
Yes, I do.
Who would you pick, Jerm?
Will Chamberlain. I read a lot of autobiography, but Will Chamberlain.
Because of the bitches?
Yeah, how? Nigga, I just want to know how. Like, I mean, you know, if you had sex with allegedly 10,000 women.
That's a lot.
I mean, that like I said, on a bad day, he could at least have 1,000 kids. Like, Will could have like 1,000 children. Like, what the fuck? That nigga fathered Abraham and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like, man. God damn,
he had the
boy,
original binders full of women.
I mean, the original, like, 10. I mean, they was like, this dude was averaging like, from the age of 15 to his death, that was like three to five different women a day or some shit like that. I mean, come on, man.
Is he finishing? That's what I want to know. Is he just sticking, like, is it one pump?
I mean, but I'm sure it was just like an orgy. He'll walk in and it'll be like 9 women and they just, you know what I'm saying? He probably just get the minimum amount of strokes to count as I fucked you. Like, oh, 15 strokes, that's all I need to say I fucked you. You know, say, oh, yeah, there it go, boom, next one. I mean, that just had to be amazing, man. I just say, how, nigga? Like, would you eat tuna straight out the can? This nigga had to be like, the nigga had a ginseng tree in his house. That nigga just, I mean, something, man. God damn, man.
He had to be doing something. That is crazy.
Yeah.
GQ Blue, I'm sure you got something more highbrow than Will Chamberlain.
I mean, you know, I am the politics junkie, and I claim to be the radical freedom fighter. So I read a lot of autobiographies from folks from the civil rights era and the Black Power movement. So I think some of the best ones I've read, of course, the autobiography of Malcolm X.
I still haven't finished that book.
Was Malcolm X gay?
What?
They say he was said somebody used to get paid to have sex with men. He was a prostitute, and that's all I'm asking.
Nah, because I know what you're talking about. Because there's a book by a scholar named Manny Marable called Reconstructing. It's not Reconstructing Malcolm, but it's something like that, or Reinventing Malcolm. And it talks about how it's a more in depth autobiography, and the claim is that he had a white boyfriend.
Whoa.
He was a white businessman. He was his boyfriend. And so I have not read that book yet. I was actually in the bookstore Friday looking for that book. They didn't have it. But I don't know.
A Life of Reinvention.
There you go. By Manny Marable.
Wow. A white boyfriend?
He was a white businessman. That's the claim.
And then they said he had letters from Malcolm. He wrote to his wife or something, talking about how she wasn't satisfying him sexually and all that shit. And wow. I mean, he was shitting on Betty Shabazz. That's why I was like, damn!
Wow.
It's some crazy shit how, she wasn't doing shit for him. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they weren't doing it no more. It was some wild shit, but yeah, I ain't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you good. But the Malcolm biography is dope. W.E.B. Du Bois' autobiography is dope. Huey P's is dope. If anybody contemporary, I would like to read Denzel's book, but I feel like it would be like super like bland and boring, even though I love Denzel. He's my favorite actor of all time. But like, I've seen a few interviews with Denzel and he don't really like to, let too much out. So I feel like his autobiography would be pretty whack. So
yeah, that's probably true. I feel like it wouldn't be as interesting to read the autobiography of somebody that you pretty much watch do their thing.
Yeah.
We've kind of seen Denzel since he's been doing movies, so I don't really give a fuck about the other shit. I don't care. But like I said, I don't read, so I don't know that I have an answer to this question. I don't even fuck with audiobooks like that. I'm just not a reader. If I try and read a book, I go to sleep. Every time. I think the last book I read from cover to cover was The Coldest Winter Ever, and I only read that because of the job I worked at was at a call center and there was no calls. it was so slow. We worked, the call center I was at was processing payments in Canada. So when it was slow in Canada, when they wasn't doing shit, we wasn't doing shit. And it was some holiday or something they was dealing with. So I had no business. We had no calls, and I read the book. It took me a week. But I read that motherfucker. Between naps, I read the book. So, yeah, I'm not the one for that. But that's a good question. Maybe we should have more reading topics on the goddamn show. But to wrap up the show, we got two things left. And we got another Real Nigga Quotes. And I almost feel like we need to do the Hit of Hell Nah before the Real Nigga Quotes and start ending the show with the Real Nigga Quotes when they come in like this. What do y'all think?
Let's go ahead, man.
You want to do the Real Nigga Quotes first?
What? Yeah. It don't matter. Let's go ahead and do the Hit of Hell Nah.
Let's go ahead and do the Hit of Hell Nah, because that Real Nigga Quotes is going to be a hard one to recover from. So, Hit of Hell Nah this week is K Sparks.
We don't want to happen like we happened last time. Got dropped.
Yeah. So, we owed you this with K Sparks. This is from a week ago. We were supposed to put this one on the show. It's Stimulus Package, and we've got a link for the whole album and all that, but the song you're about to hear, K Sparks, Stimulus Package, Frocast Episode 53. Let's go.
What it be about? It's K Sparks, Southside Queens in the house. Hold a mission, my dictionary got me feeling golden. Told me many could call, but really few were chosen. Lord of mercy on my soul, Fort Mouse. Everybody wanna get the jury like a courthouse. Last days, last rays, nothing can shock ya. These rappers dumbing down like they can Waka Flockers. Videos with naked girls, freeze frame the rapper. Same movie, same scene, dog.
Just a different actor.
Plaguing the roles, taking their soul, selling their soul, having a hole. Better could know, never could blow. Better to know, letting it go. But I stay for change, gotta pray for things I've never not seen to the eye. Move to the beat, but I take it high. Help from the Lord that be in the sky. The evidence of things not seen, I got clean. My flow perfected and resurrected to pop me. What it be about? It's K Sparks, Southside Queens in the house. Couple people criticize leaders, I'll address it in depth. We're so respected when you're coming with the message. I perfected and projected, lyrically did I protect it. Get the changes I reflected, though. Let's kick it off the record. Stable in my sentiments, imminent the brief piece. Label signing ignorance, tell me what's the chief Keith. Beep, beep, sleep deep, comatose the industry. But I can do like all things, Christ the one to strengthen me. Cruising till infinity, enemies want my energy. Hey, it ain't no fear in me, clear to me, it appear to me. Hey, the realest in silence, healers from violence. Got the 12 gauge shotty, bout to kill him with kindness, yeah. Not seen, I got clean. My flow perfected and resurrected to pop me.
Alright, so like I already told you, there's no real, they didn't add anything to it really. They said this is from his upcoming album, Read Between the Lines, set to be released December 2nd, and the song is produced by Cursor. I'm not sure that any of us know who Cursor is, but the song is K-Spark Stimulus Package, and I, for one, like it. I think it's a hit based on the production and based on the lyrics. I like the song.
I will be checking out the album when it drops, and you can go to the website and check out, you know, some of his other work at k.sparks.com, just like it sounds. Let's go ahead and go with GQ. GQ, what'd you think of the song, bro?
It's a hell nah for me.
Wow.
I didn't like it. I feel like some people have the ability to flow, and his delivery is all right. But at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of rappers who can flow really well but not say anything, and that's how I felt. Like, it sounded good, but I like lyrics, so when I actually listen, I'm like, you didn't really say anything. You just made a whole bunch of nothing sound decent, so it's a hell nah for me.
Mm. King Jarner.
I'm going to say it's a hit. I mean, I like the, you know, it's just one of the, it's not one, I mean, he rapping, he's spitting, the beat nice. I mean, you know, it sound like a New York rapper. I mean, New York rap is shallow as fuck. Like, New York. No, this is what I'm saying. When New York rappers, if they just stick to rapping and not try to write a song and shit and just rap and not try to have like a, you know, a theme, just rap. Do what y'all New York niggas do, like that Mike Tyson album. He's just rapping. And that's what I think New York niggas excel when they just rap. Just spit your metaphors, your bars, and all your similes and your double entendres. Do all that shit. Don't try to write. Don't try to get deep. Don't try to do what K Sparks just did here, sir. Get you a nice beat, rap over it, and it's going to be a success. Simple as that.
Wow. John, yeah. Dropping all the English words on us real quick. And so now, after that uplifting moment, make sure, like I said, you can go to the website, check out the other music, k.sparks.com. The link will be there for you illiterate motherfuckers, so you can click on it and go to the site. But now it's time to end the show with another doozy. Last week's Real Nigga Quotes was probably the best question we've had in Real Nigga Quote history, in my opinion. And this week, we got another winner from the baddest bitch.
It's okay to say bitch now.
Yeah, it's okay to say
bitch. That's what they prefer to be called. Gotcha. So whoever you are, baddest bitch, please send a picture so we can judge if your name suits. But probably you're probably, yeah, I'm not gonna go into that.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Don't even go. I mean, that's it, man. I'm not even gonna go to the music. Sometimes we just gotta say fuck the music and go straight to the question. So yeah. Go ahead.
I like the bill though, man.
What's that?
I like a little intro to Real Nigga Quotes.
You like the intro? We'll do it for GQ. For the young nigga, for Team Young Nigga, we're going to hit Jerm's music and let Jerm come back with the question. Here it is, Real Nigga Quotes, episode 53.
No cup, no canes, no gates. Just gay. No cup, no canes, no gates. Just gay.
Misconception, though? Folk really think I'm stupid as hell. I like that too.
I'm gonna keep it real. Usually I keep it, you know, when you see me in the white tee, it's because, you know, that's just that hood in me. You know what I'm saying? I could have put on the nicest shirt, but fuck it.
Okay, well, the first thing, I don't care about no recognition and all that. I want some money. You know what I'm saying? Keep your recognition. I ain't like all these dudes who up here tap dancing and bootlegging and square bopping. I'm about the money.
All right, man. So this question, like I said, is from the baddest bitch. And it says, I've been checking y'all out, and I got to say, King Jerm is a real nigga.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Shit.
I appreciate that. No shade to the queen. Not taken. My question is, what to do about my main dude? I'm 5'6". Size 6, but I have to buy a 10 because my ass and titties. Low.
This bitch thinking of the motherfucking frozen elbow.
My hoes and goons call me Toon because I'm built like that Jessica Rabbit. Okay, bet. So my dude keeps me pampered, but the sex ain't shit. He looks good and is paid, but he's boring. I got a side dude that handles business. He's paid, and now he wants to get my full time. Nigga pays for my trips and shit. I just tell my main I'm with my bitches. My problem is that I don't want to be nobody's 24/7. I like what I got going, but why have two niggas getting this if only one is really worth it right now? I'm a dime, so shouldn't I have to deal with no weak dick dude or somebody trying to wife me when I don't want to be wife? What should I do, King Jerm? Or what should I do, King Jerm? She's like, she said, that nigga Saul, I already know what he going to say with his good boy role.
God, well, damn, what did I do to y'all nation? What did I do to the nation? Go ahead, Jerm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You need to leave these people alone. So.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, as far as your situation, baddest bitch, don't be with nobody. I mean, long, like I said, but, okay, oh, I'm going to keep it 100 gully with you. Your main nigga, he been down with you, but he ain't giving you no good dick. But he's paying for everything. Your side nigga giving you good dick now and want you to be the main. But you don't understand. As soon as you get with him, all that shit go out the window. It's exciting now because y'all cheating and shit. So if you want to keep this going on, keep it going on. But, you know, your world's going to collide one day and then you're going to be faced with reality. Either you're going to have to stay with your main nigga now and just deal with his weak dick. I mean, come on. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. He doing it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to find out to make the shit better. You know what I'm saying? Tell him to go buy a strap-on and get, you know, work on that shit if you want to be with this nigga. But the side nigga, he doing it. I mean, like I said, the grass always look greener. You know what I'm saying? From the other side of the fence, like them old folks say. So, you know, it's up to you, ma'am. Me personally, let me see. My real nigga advice. You 5'6". I'm going to tell you what. You need to step to the, tell them other niggas to step to the side and find you another live nigga. I'm about to find you a live nigga right now. His name is B-Easy. He ain't going to give you no money. He ain't going to do shit for your ass. No, I'm skipping. No, for real though. Main nigga, side nigga. It's kind of hard from a female point of view because, like I said, I'm saying say play the middle, man. Run it out to the end. Get whatever you can from these niggas. And fuck, stop fucking both of them. Find you some more dick from another nigga and just keep, I'm just saying, just be a hoe. Be an all-out hoe. I mean, fuck it. Like I said, right now, I mean, you prostituting. So, I mean, you might as well just keep, I mean, just build an empire. It's bitches like Superhead. And a lot of bitches made money off being hoes, so embrace your wholeness. Go all out. You a dime. You know how much money you get on the market? If you just fucking with these small-time niggas, build your shit up. Go for the white niggas. Get that white money. Then you really doing it. Yeah.
Wow.
So I say, hey, man, become a super hoe and just get that money, man. Get that fucking money. Don't look back, because like I said, once you have one baby, that shit over. That shit a wrap. Your body ain't never going back to how it look now. You a size 6, but you better save them 10 jeans. So once you had that baby, you gonna need them motherfuckers. Be real. So like I said, you better get it all now while you can, because once you had that first baby and that stomach don't go back, they don't have that snap back, and that pussy get all loose, niggas ain't gonna want you no more. Back. Yes, sir. So I'm done. Like I said, just be all out hoe. Get it while you can. Like that girl in the Players Club told me. You got to use what you got to get what you want.
Follow that up, GQ. It's on you, because we know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm going to say, apologize.
I'm going to go ahead and say, baddest bitch, I feel a little disrespected. You call out King Jarvis, all right. You talk about the pocket square Kang, bitch. You don't know what the fuck this is? Right now, that's how I feel. So you go ahead with your slutty pussy and keep on with these niggas.
Wow.
And luck to you.
This nigga done went smooth the fuck off. Oh, shit.
Hit it on them hoes, nigga. What? They don't play that shit?
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, should I even give advice? Because she know what I'm going to say. And she said she already know what I'm going to say with my good boy, bro. So fuck my advice. Do what Jerm said. Do what both of them said. Fuck your slutty pussy and go ahead and be an all time hoe. A hoe. Matter of fact, when you fucking these niggas, we gonna send you some nappy Afro condoms.
Yes.
We gonna send you some nappy Afro condoms.
Holes all in them.
Yeah, they all the tips is cut off. Shout out to Foxhole Radio for that joke. All the tips is cut off the condoms. They fishnets. And, we want all the bad shit in life to happen to you and only you.
Real talk. You get the rich nigga who ain't doing shit. You get knocked up by him, so you gotta pay that child support. And then mess around with the broke dude. Bam, problem solved.
Yes, ain't none of them broke though. She said both.
Yeah. So like I said, you in a win-win situation. Your problem is just bad dick. That's what I'm like. Good. Come on, you gotta put up with bad dick. Like it's a lot of hoes out here that got rich. Like let's be real here. That nigga that's making the junior CEO fucking guy, he probably ain't laying no pipe. But his wife, she fucking the nigga that's cutting the grass. But she's staying out. Like I said, you're going to have to put up with bad dick to get to that level. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a lot of niggas out there. I mean, everybody can't be good with the Peyton Manning offense like myself. But, you know, you just got to have to work. You know
let's,
what I'm saying?
Let's keep it all the way real, nigga. If I got money like that, I don't give a fuck how I fuck bitches.
Exactly.
I don't care. I'm not putting no effort in anymore. If I'm paid, hey, you better beat me to the punch.
You see how the way Ike went in on Tina when she was singing the song in the booth, and Ike just walked in, slapped her, and fucked her for like 8 pumps and nutted and walked. That's how you do it when you rich. And you just done. And they sitting there like, nah, fuck that. I kept my shoes on, bitch. If I don't take my shoes off, don't expect this to be a long time. I'm gonna be real with you. Like, my pants still around my ankles. I'm trying to fuck you for like 3 minutes. You know, back.
Now let me go ahead and play my role as she called me. Let me play the good boy role. The niggas that send us stuff for this damn quote, for real nigga quotes, like the dude last week. We didn't call him out his name. You know what I'm saying? We told him to go ahead and fuck the side bitch and keep the fiance, and it was all good. And now she's saying that she got 2 side niggas and she don't want to be held down, and we calling her all kinds of hoes and bitches. What's up with that?
She called herself a bitch, so I felt like...
I mean, yeah, as a name, but not as derogatory slang.
Her name is bad as bitch, so when I say bitch, I'm talking about her.
Yeah, but you was calling her, you said, go ahead and be a hoe. This nigga said slutty pussy. We ain't say none of that about the nigga last week.
That's a descriptive term talking about her box. We're not that talking about her.
So wait a minute. You can talk about the pussy separate from the girl?
Yeah, the pussy is separate from the girl.
So she can have a slutty pussy but be a great citizen.
Yes.
And this is how we end the fucking Frocast 52.
All right, so you mean Tim? Whoa. Come on, Sorry. Right.
I'm just asking the questions.
I'm just saying, so you can separate pussy from it. Like the girls be like, that nigga ain't shit, but he be goddamn breaking my back out. You separate that's part of it. Like, man, that bitch ain't shit, but that pussy good as fuck. You niggas know.
Yeah, but
you know,
I've never heard anybody say slutty pussy, but act like she was an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, but, dog, it's some, you know, come on now. I mean, we don't roll in them circles.
Like saying good pussy.
Kane, you know, he might be the alderman around his part, so he might know what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Saying good pussy is one thing, or bad pussy is one thing, but slutty is an action. Yeah. Slutty isn't descriptive for a body part. Slutty is an action. Slutty is something you do with several people.
Yeah.
So if she's got slutty pussy, then she's with several people.
Yeah. Her
so
pussy
then
is.
She's a slut.
I mean, if you fucking 2 niggas at the same time, yeah, you a slut.
So
yeah,
was the nigga last week a slut?
Well, last week, that was when...
The dude that had the bitch in the break room.
Oh, well, he ain't fuck her yet, so no, he wasn't a slut.
But we told him to fuck.
Oh, I mean, until he does that, then no, we can't pass judgment on nobody. So, all right, come on, man. Fuck out of here. What kind of guy are you, man?
I love the Frocast, man. I swear to God, I love the Frocast. One note before we get out of here, man, because it's been a hell of a show. Tracy, the voice of the Frocast, Tracy May.
Ooh, and her, chills down my spine when you said that.
Hey, well, you know, you got to hold out the chills because it's about over.
She's
officially off the market, and she had her birthday Tuesday. So shout out to the homegirl Tracy May for her birthday. Happy birthday. That's the only programming note we got going on.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tracy. I told you on Facebook 2 times, and we talked, but you know, it's all good.
Oh, you talked to her, huh?
I mean, come on, man. Me and Tracy, man, we cool like that. We inbox each other. Nothing special like that. You know,
talk
we
to
just...
the box?
So I see what you did there.
I'm just checking, man. I thought this was what you said. I'm sorry.
No. But yeah, happy birthday, Tracy May, voice of Chi-Town. Shout out. Team Young Nigga. Wink, wink.
Is that the only shout out we got? You know what? That is the only shout out we got this week.
That's it, man. That's it.
Blue. That's it. You know Blue got to talk to his girl. Let Blue talk to his girl. Go ahead, Blue.
Hey,
shout out.
I shouted you out.
Shout out to Q. Shout out to Blue Line Nation. Bro Nation. If you ain't busy in two weeks, November 21st, come kick it with me in Louisville. It's my birthday. Be 24. So come kick it with a young nigga in Louisville, November 21st, if you ain't got nothing to do. I'm done.
No, that's the day before Thanksgiving, my nigga.
Hey.
I
can't help that.
We're not even doing the Frocast that week, nigga.
Damn.
So night, nigga. I'm going to have plenty baked ham on my mind.
We ain't doing a Frocast Thanksgiving week, dog.
Nigga, we might shut the fro down before they just have a turkey on that bitch for 4 days. Nigga, be like, we'll be back. Like,
sure, be easy with finding a picture of some naked.
No, be easy. That's the thing. He hates holidays. He will be, hey, be easy will be firm. This nigga is requesting to go to work. He don't like holidays. He don't like nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Sure he'll find a naked bitch in front of it, squatting over a turkey or something for the fro.
Yeah.
For the nappy afro. I do want to do a shameless plug for my shirts and shit that me and my boy are working on. If you're looking for some shirts to work out in, something for your girl, check us out at n2fitness.storeenvy.com. I put the link in the goddamn thing, but it's the letter N, the number 2, fitness.storeenvy, storeenvy.com. n2fitness.storeenvy.com. We got some shirts for the fellas, shirts for the girls. Get your workout shirt on, and if you put in NAPFRO for the coupon code, we'll go ahead and give you free shipping on that shit. So that's what we're doing. That's your boy Saul Wright trying to get some shit together. This is Frocast episode 53. Slutty pussy, good luck. Maybe the dingo ate your baby. And shout out to James Harden. That's how we wrapping this shit up. We'll holler at y'all next week on episode 54. Peace.
NappyAfro.com.